This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Mucus is a miraculous substance. It's in our noses, of course, but it also helps us swallow, and it lubricates our eyes so we can blink. But it's not just us. Mucus is ubiquitous in the oceans, too.
Fish are covered in mucus. There are parrotfish, for example, that excrete mucus balloons around their head, presumably to protect them from predators or parasites.
Kakani Khatija, a bioengineer at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. She's interested in the mucus creations of another creature called a larvation.
Actually, I wonder if I have one in my bag now.
She means a 3D printed one, not a real one. Khatija says that larvations look a lot like tadpoles, and even the ones called giant larvations are only about 4 inches long. But they excrete these spectacular mucus structures around them, shaped almost like a neck pillow you'd bring on a plane, but with ridges and baffles running through them. These snot palaces, as some people actually call them, help the animals filter ocean waters for food. Khatija's team sent a robot diving in California's Monterey Bay to observe those mucus mansions, as nobody appears to call them, in greater detail than ever before, by shooting laser light at the larvations. Those expeditions have allowed the researchers to create 3D models, which means you'll soon be able to 3D print your own larvation too, if you like. And they plugged the models into a virtual reality environment.
So that somebody can literally walk inside and through these filters.
The details and lots of images are in the journal Nature. One application of the analysis is that engineers might someday derive inspiration from the mucus structures to design more efficient filters. But there's an element of wonder to the work as well.
You know, I'm just really excited that we finally have the capability to observe mucus in all these different forms, you know, in the deep sea.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.